I love that intro so much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Sith and Bricks. Today we're building set number 75269, but actually we have something different today before. So before we build this, the new
Yes.
August sets have
Yes,
arrived.
the new August sets have arrived. So we are going to have a little bit of a haul video here to start off with. Welcome back on this wonderful Thursday. We are going to. So the store. This has been quote unquote in warehouse now for over a week.
12 days.
Yeah, I got a notification 2 days ago that it had shipped and it would be here on Thursday. I got a notification last night that it would be here on Friday. And then we got a knock at the door, and lo and behold, there it is. So, if you want to go ahead and get that pulled up, we're going to go ahead and we're going to dig through some boxes.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna be able to talk this segment because I'm gonna have to move some stuff around so you can see a little bit, so.
Yeah, we're going to have we're going to you're going to head you got the cutter? Hold on, where'd it go? Do you have it? Oh, there it is. Okay.
It's right here.
Good to go. So, we're going to go ahead and get this box open, and I am going to switch over here. Oh.
It's the first time I've ever stood up for more than 5 minutes on this
Yeah,
channel.
I know, right? Yeah, we finally, Duplo, it finally came, and yeah, we're stoked. So this box is massive. So actually, I take that back. These boxes are massive. This is box one. This is box one of two, actually.
There's two of these.
So one of them, we know it comes in. Like one box is actually one set. And then this box, I do believe this is the one with multiples in it, right?
Honestly, I do not know. I just grabbed one. If
Okay.
it is the one that has the big one in it, I'm gonna set it back down because
No, that's fine. We can pull it up.
okay.
That's fine.
I was
Yeah.
thinking, like, save the best for last or something like that.
Yeah, it is. It does appear to be bigger than the R2 box for sure. We're also today going to be announcing our first scavenger hunt winner. And we're going to go through and kind of give a preview of our next show. You didn't get all the tape off. There we go. It's too big to actually open everything on the table. We tried rearranging the studio earlier. So that we could do this with the box on the table and pull things out of the box, and it just didn't work. So we're gonna do it this way. Just toss the box on the floor and stick things in front of the camera over here. Okay, this is the one with the one. So the first thing out of the box is the UCS gunship. And that is a big box. Like the shadow is covering me here. That is insane. Oh, holy cow. There you go. So now that you can see neither one of us, that is the UCS gunship. This is, what is this? It's got a set number on it. I just can't see it.
It's set number 75309.
Oh, there we go. 75309. And this thing is massive.
So this thing actually was the size of the box.
Here we go. There's the back of it. So this particular set is super cool. I think this is going to be the biggest one we have so far.
Not only that, but most people actually say this is the most accurate UCS set too when it comes to movies, so.
It looks super cool. I can't wait to. Can't wait to kind of dig into this one. My only thing with this is this cannot be. I don't think we're going to do this in one stream. We're going to have to break that up. I hate to do that, but yeah, I think we're going to have to break this into multiple streams. RIP Jedi Bob. Duplo is. Did Jedi Bob pass away? Who's Jedi Bob?
Jedi Bob appeared in one of the older gunships. I
Oh,
forgot what it was
okay.
called. He was a made-up character, and everyone liked Jedi Bob, and they were hoping that he'd appear on the set, but he did not. But it doesn't mean he never will.
All right, so moving on to the next one. Holy cow, that thing casts such a shadow.
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to talk as much as I can, but kind of difficult at the moment.
You're doing just fine. Mighty Hawk, excited for the new vid. Thank you, Mighty Hawk. Appreciate it. The next one we have. Oh, that's right. We got another box. Yeah, that box was so big, nothing else fit into it. Yeah, FedEx told me that there was one box coming. I was like, how are they going to get that in one box? There was two.
Quality.
There we go. Yeah, the boxes lately from normally from Lego, they get here in pretty good condition. The last one though, not these, but the last one was beat up bad. It was beat up so bad that the lady had come to the door and knocked on the door and said, "Hey, I just want to let you know that this thing might be damaged." Luckily, it wasn't.
Here it is, set number 75252, brown paper.
Dude, seriously.
We really need a cringe
All right,
compilation.
what is the next set we have here?
So here's a something you weren't expecting. Set number 4048.
You're yelling into the microphone.
Sorry, I don't have my headphones on. Set number 40487, the Lego Ideas Sailboat.
Yeah, I saw that this was the giveaway. I was like, that's actually a really cool set.
Yeah, this is probably, in my opinion, the coolest giveaway
Yeah,
recently.
this is nice. I like this sailboat. I like it a lot. Cool. Next, we gotta keep cruising because we got a build to do still.
Here is set number 75312, Boba Fett Starship or the Slave One.
There we go. Cool.
Here's the back.
Okay, I want to do that one after the meditation chamber. I can hear you, but I don't know if they can.
Here is set number 75310, the Duel on Mandalore.
Yep.
This one is the one with the special Darth Maul.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right, keep going. Got a couple more to go here.
Here is set number 75311, the Armored Marauder.
Yeah,
I forgot what it was called for a second.
we saw all of these at Walmart and Target, I think. Between the two of them, we saw all of them except for the UCS gunship. There's more.
Here is my dad's personal favorite, I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It is.
Set number 75316, the
Yep.
Mandalorian
Yep, this is definitely one of them.
Starfighter. This is the only one that has a damaged box, so you can't see it
What?
on
I can
camera.
make this a little bit easier here. There we go.
Thank you. You can't see it on camera. It's very small, but the box is way bigger than I expected.
Yeah, this one, when we saw it in the store, it was actually bigger than what I thought. So that worked out really well. That's pretty sweet.
Here's the very long boy. This is longer than the gunship, actually. Not higher or wider, but definitely longer. This can't even fit inside
Yeah,
the
I'm gonna
thing.
switch back. There we go. You can do what you did before. There you go.
Set number 75315, the Imperial Light Cruiser or Moff Gideon's Cruiser.
Now this one is way bigger than what I thought it was. Way bigger. I did not think it was this big. I know I saw the brick count on it, but I still, for whatever reason, expected it to be smaller. Was that it? All right. So that is the August Lego haul that we pulled down and we've been waiting for. So very stoked to have that. And now you know what's going to be coming in the next several weeks. And we're going to move on here. So while he's getting things situated over there, let's jump into our discussion mode here. And we're going to move on. So today we're building the Duel on Mustafar 75269. That was almost bad. 7+ set with 208 pieces, 130 points, VIP points. This is a $20 set, and it is sold out on Lego.com right now. And the only reason I can think it's sold out is because Walmart has them all.
You really do.
Every Walmart I go to has this set. If they don't have anything else in the last, what, 2 months, they may have no other Star Wars Lego, but they have the duel on Mustafar.
Especially at Walmart. There's been times where they've had like an entire, almost like an entire
Put your
house
headphones on.
shelf for
Put
these.
your headphones on.
Sorry, am I yelling?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, there's been times where we'd go to our Walmart and they'd be like literally half a shelf full of these
Yeah, for the
things.
longest time, this was like the Walmart set.
The best seller.
And I kept ignoring it for the longest time. I was like, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. And then I finally broke down and just bought it. This set comes with two minifigures. It comes with Obi-Wan Kenobi. Got it? Okay. It comes with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin. Boom. All right. So while you're getting that over there, jump back into this mode. So we did finish our first scavenger hunt, and we do have a winner, and the winner is Zach the Lego Fanatic. So our first scavenger hunt was, pull up the question here. What is my, meaning me, favorite Comic-Con set? And I thought this was relatively an easy one to start with, and these are going to get progressively harder, by the way. The question was the hint. So those of you that were wanting hints, this was the question was the hint. So if you actually scroll through the videos and the title of one of the videos, it actually says our favorite Comic-Con sets. And then if you scrub through that video and there was a countdown, and you would have got the number one, it would have given you that answer. So it was the P16 versus Bantha video, I do believe. Yep, it was the T16 versus Bantha video, and it was
Trooper bus.
yep, and it was the Sith Trooper bust was my favorite Comic-Con set. So that was the answer on that one. And the next one will be a little bit more challenging. We'll be doing another one, I do believe. Let me pull up the website. I think I said the 24th. I think it was the 24th or 26th. Hold on, let me check. Yep, 24th. So Tuesday, the 24th of August, we will be doing another scavenger hunt. And so stay tuned for that. We are also doing our 1,000 sub giveaway, which is separate from the scavenger hunt. And for this one, you just go to SithandBricks.com/1,000 subs, and you can register there and subscribe here. The winner is selected at random from a list of registered subscribers. If you do win, we do contact you directly through email, so please make sure that your email is correct. We did have people that are not that did not respond to the last giveaway. So we are going to hold on for 5 days for you to claim your prize. If it's not claimed after 5 days, it would be donated to charity. We do have a charity that we're going to be working with. We did find out who that's going to be. We're going to announce that next week. I want to reach out and talk to them more before we do that. And you can opt out. So if you are registering to win and you don't like the prize, you can always opt to just automatically donate to charity, and we will donate it in your name. The prize for this particular one is the Resistance Y-Wing, set number 75249. This has about, this is a $70 value, I think you said. Think this is a $70 set. And coming up next in our next stream, we're going to do some Q&As. So what we're going to do is we're asking everybody if you are watching and you have some outstanding questions or you have some things you want us to answer, go to sithandbricks.com/questions and submit your questions. And we will answer them during the next live stream. The next one is going to be Darth Vader's Meditation Chamber. We are going to do some Rotten Tomatoes, but instead of Disney, that Disney owns everything. Instead of Star Wars, we're actually going to do the Marvel edition of the game. So we may jump into some Iron Man,
One into
Captain America, Black
yeah.
Panther. We're gonna jump into some of those movies, or maybe even the older Marvel movies that did not do so well, the ones that were pre Iron Man, Fantastic Four. The original Fantastic Four was it got a bad rap, but I thought it was a good movie. So I don't know. So we're gonna jump into that. We're gonna do some Rotten Tomatoes next time around. We're also gonna talk about the Giving Back, which is we're gonna discuss where the prizes that don't get claimed are going to be going to, and also ways that we're going to try to start giving back. And there we go. So we got through all of our show notes for the day. And now on to the build. This set is not a huge set.
Yeah, it did have three bags, but I wasn't thinking and I accidentally opened all of them at once. It actually had two while I think about it.
It's still not that bad. Yeah, it's a smaller set. It's only what 208 pieces, so that's not too bad. So, and I gotta
Yeah.
tell you, as much as I love Lego Star Wars, this one is not one of my favorites. And you and I have debated this, and you vehemently disagree with me. You think this is a cool set.
Gonna lie, it's just because of the figures the build is bad, but
I don't know that it's a bad build. I don't know if I'd go that far. I just don't get it. And I get what it's supposed to be. I do. I don't see that in this set. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but when I look at this, if I take these characters out, do I see Duel of Mustafar? And I just don't. I get what it was supposed to be again. I just this one, for me is not one that I would have gotten if you didn't want it. I would have passed on this one. There's some other really cool. I mean, there's so many cool sets, but this one, it just didn't translate for me. And I guess from someone that would display it versus play with it, I just didn't. Yeah.
although, if you want one of these action sets that come with cool figures that you could go against, the new Duel on Mandalore one's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. That one does look pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I like that one. Even looking at it from a playability perspective, I think that one translates better than this one. So this was not. And the reason that we're doing this one today, to be honest with you, I would have actually let you just build this one on your own. But I did not know when the new stuff was coming in. And being a Thursday, I wanted to kind of hit up a smaller set. Mighty Hawk. Really sorry, guys. I got to head to sleep. Really enjoyed the stream. All right. Thank you, Mighty Hawk. Have a good night. We appreciate it. Yeah, I would have let you build this one on your own, but I didn't know if the new stuff was going to be here or not. And I didn't want the Thursday stream to be a long stream
Yeah.
because I got to get up early in the morning tomorrow. So, but yeah, the dual. See, there's dual lunch. I was looking at these quote unquote duels. So there's dual on Starkiller Base,
That one actually looks pretty cool.
which is trees. You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is like trees. Let me. Oh, that was not correct.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that Starkiller is actually Mustafar, except in the future. Like, it got really cold and stuff.
Okay, that one, I have no idea. I would have to look that up. I don't know.
That's what everyone says anyway.
Yeah, I am not 100% sure. What can I do? Hold on, let me get out of some of these things. that we just have this up. I was trying to get rid of this bar here.
Yeah, I do not think this is a set that would go on the shelf in the
Oh, there we
back.
go. Yeah, I'm just not my favorite set. Okay, here we go. So this is the duel on Star Killer Base. Cryptic Studios, welcome, welcome. It is 1:20 a.m. for me. Holy cow, dude, where are you at? At 1:20 a.m. Are you behind us or in front of us? Are you in like the UK or Europe? How far are they ahead of us? Let's see.
Germany.
I need to pull up my fancy little global clock here. World clock, here we go. All right, so it is 12:20 in the UK. So you are not far from the UK.
Yeah.
Germany. There we go. Awesome. I used to live in Germany. That's very cool. So this is Duel on Star Killer Base, and I actually do like this set better. Even though it's trees, it actually translates for me. So I do like this one better.
Yeah, that one's like the opposite of this one. I like the build of that one, but I don't care for the figures. Well, this one, I don't care for the build, but I like the figures.
Right. Gotcha.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I do not disagree. Yeah, I definitely like this one. This one is I love the little action scenes that they do in their advertising, where they make the little lightsabers glow. They like their the little lightsabers clash. I love that. All right, let's see.
How cool would it be if, like, in one of the UCS sets, though, they actually had like a small little wire that connected to the lightsaber so it would
Light it
glow?
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be cool. Yeah. Dupla Thomas, beautiful country. Yes, Germany is absolutely beautiful. I lived in southern Bavaria in Augsburg. It was absolutely gorgeous. I was trying to find the other duel. Oh, here we go. Here's the other one I was looking at. Duel on Naboo.
Yeah, that's my favorite one right
This one's
there.
retired. See, I even like this one too.
Yeah,
I
this one's
like this one.
favorite.
Yeah, I like this one. This one has three figures. Nice. So yeah. So there's definitely some other dual sets out there that I'm digging more than this one. Now this Bespin dual. This one's retired too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but that isn't the same type of duel.
No, it's not, but
That's more
it's a
like a
40th.
display.
Yeah, this is a 40th anniversary one. Yeah, this one's not necessarily a play set.
You could use it as a play set, but it's not intended to be a play set.
Duplo, I like the OPD duel on Mustafar. Do you know what he's talking about? OPD? Help us out, man. What's OPD? No, I'm asking him. Using all these
OPD.
acronyms. Come on, man.
That's one I've never heard of. OPD.
So there's a little bit of a delay, it looks like. So as far as those sets go, those look like the only ones that say dual. That are the dual sets for Star Wars. I thought there was one more. Oh, he said he likes the old duel on Mustafar. Wait a minute, there's two of these? No, I gotta look.
Yeah, there is an older one, but it isn't a dual set.
That's not.
No. It's more of like a weird circular thing with a whole bunch of pillows. It's hard to explain.
Wait a minute. What do you mean pillows? There's pillows and a Lego
No,
set?
not pillows. Sorry.
You got Duplo over here crying. I don't know. He thinks something's funny.
Is it because I said pillow on accident?
I don't know. So Dula Mustafar. Yeah, there's only one that comes up.
That, yeah, it's not a duel though. It's
Oh, it's not dual. Okay.
no.
So if I just type in Mustafa, what comes up?
I don't even think it has Mustafar.
Well, then how can it be dual on Mustafar or Mustafar if it doesn't say Mustafar?
I know what he's talking about, but Lego never call says in the name of the set Mustafar.
But you just assume that it's Mustafar.
You're supposed to. Because it has the figures for that scene.
Okay, you're making this hard for me to find. Okay, I was gonna try to find it, but since you guys don't seem to know, Duplo, what set is it, Duplo? If you know, let me know, because I was gonna try to pull it up, but I do not see it. Look, this doesn't even list the minifigures. What's going on here? Okay, there we go. So I assume it has Anakin in it. He says, just Google it. That's what I'm doing, dude. Anakin's in a lot of sets. So if I have.
I think it's like early 2000s.
If I have one complaint about Brick Academy, it's the inability to do a reverse lookup. So if I want to be able to pull up a minifigure and find out all the sets that that minifigure is in. And it doesn't look like I can do that. I'll have to go make, yeah, see, it only pulls up, and I know, what, this one?
I think, yeah, right there.
The ultimate lightsaber duel.
It's a, yeah, like I said, they kind of gave it a weird
Yeah, that
name.
is so not, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's supposed to be Mustafar.
Wait a minute, you like this one better? Let me see. Oh, could it be any smaller? Really? All right, I'm gonna have to actually. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't call it, like, say that's Mustafar. They just called it the Ultimate Duel.
Looks very generic.
It does,
Let's see if
but
there's.
then again, this is like
Oh.
early 2000s, so they didn't, most of their sets did not really look
So,
that sharp.
this is from 2005. This is a much older set than I thought it was. Huh. Hey, what the heck just happened? I lost all my buttons here. So this one is, yeah, way older than I thought you guys were talking. This one looks a lot more generic. I wish I could see this picture better. Window. Interesting. Don't want to be in the box. There we go. Yeah, what's in the box? Brick set. Duplo says this one looks cooler. Okay, there's a better picture. Oh, we get a video too. Let's see if we can get a copyright strike while we're here. How do you close this out? Oh, it's the video, it's turned off, so. And it will not close. Well, at least the audio is off, so. Okay, I don't disagree. I can see it better now. I do, yeah, it does look better. And see, if you look at the, like this box, you look at the lava, you look at the, I mean, you can tell what this is because the box kind of puts it in context, but without the box, I don't know. But it's the same thing with this one. It just doesn't look like. This didn't remind me of Mustafar. This one, yeah, this one is definitely better. What is, of course. We gotta get all the ads now.
They keep trying to give us as many copyright
Oh,
strikes
wait
as
a minute.
possible on this
Wait a
website.
minute. You were talking about light up lightsabers. This one looks like it actually has one. Do you see that? Does it really have a light up lightsaber? Hey, Duplo, does it have a light up lightsaber?
I know Lego used to make them where they had like little batteries inside of like the head, but I didn't think that one did.
Yeah, it looks like they're pushing down. I don't know if they're pushing down on the head or what, but it does light up. Oh, he says, yeah, it does. Okay, that is actually pretty slick.
So you could dual like actually glowing lightsabers. That's really cool.
You gotta use the sticks to duel with. Okay, now I see what you're saying about the play features. That's kind of like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, where you just hammer it and they go after each other. Yeah, both minifigs light up. That's very cool. I have yet to see a minifig that has a light up.
Maybe next time we go to the Atlanta Brick Company, they might have some of those.
That is actually, yeah, that's actually really cool. See Anakin's, but Anakin, wow, Anakin looks like a girl.
Yeah, Lego didn't really have the best hair pieces.
Yeah, and the facial expressions are very, they're not as,
Default to
yeah,
looking.
not as good as they are now either. Well, that is interesting. Very cool.
That's very interesting.
So Amazon still has this set, by the way, for $350.
If you round up, it's basically 500.
One left in stock. No, it's not. It's you do not get 500 from rounding up 350. Math, dude, math.
Oh, that's 350.
I said 349, yeah. So yeah, Amazon has this in stock for $350. Duplo, did you guys pay $350 for it? Wait a minute, how do you have this set? This is like before you were born, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah, very expensive. And then this came out in 2005. Yeah. This came up before you guys were even born. Let's see.
Is expensive? No. He said no.
No, he said it's expensive. And then he said no to me saying asking
My
about.
brother had it before I was born.
Ah, that's right, I forgot about that. Yeah, so no, he was saying no to did he pay $350 for it? Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's weird to see the Lego Star Wars game with updated figures sets because they modeled them off the sets and figs at the time. It is. It is. Agreed. Duplo, then we gave it to Goodwill. Oh man. If you had kept the box and kept that stuff in it, it would have have money to move. Gotcha. Well, if you give it to Goodwill, you didn't get any money for it, right? That's like a donation. But been there, done that. We have moved so many times and we have dumped some things that we probably wish we hadn't. So yeah, we definitely know the feeling. I gotta do this. I gotta go to Walmart. All this stuff. Yeah. Yep, every once in a while, gotta do it. So, yep. And Walmart.com, Duel on Mustafar, is still here. See, now
Hey.
this makes no sense to me. So I don't know if it's because this set is no longer available on Lego.com. Like how much was this set on Lego? Do you remember what it said?
I think it was like $20.
That's what I thought too. Yeah, the early 2000s Lego sets were cool. Some of the minifigs, and there were a couple, let's be honest, that were questionable. But and what I was reading something earlier, there are actually a couple. They made sets on things that didn't even exist at the time. So we might do a segment on that. Yeah, so
That didn't exist that Lego made.
yeah, so there is that is exactly so this set on Lego.com is $19.99. However, over here on Walmart.com, I just pulled it up, and this thing, hold on, I'll pull it back up again. In the store, I saw it for $20 all day long, and now, and I know that they sell like other people's stuff. They're trying to do the Amazon thing, but now I see this set on here for $30.90 and $38.11. Why would I ever pay that price for this? And I see this on Walmart every once in a while where it just doesn't make sense. Like, sold by Hawkins Ways, sold by M&N Media. Why would you sell a set that's $20 for $10 or $18 more? I mean, I guess they assume people just, not everybody follows Lego, I guess. I don't know. And then the combat lightsaber duel on Starkiller Base is $42.99. Oh, there's another duel. Duel on Geonosis. It's $200.
I don't think that's the same duel, though. I don't think that goes into like the duel line.
It is. Oh, yeah, it's Yoda.
Yeah, I think that's just a big playset that happens to have the word duel in it.
This is Duel on Geonosis. So what you're saying is it's not a like an action set.
No, it's just a
Gotcha.
set that happens to have that word in it. Although it is a really cool set, in my opinion.
This does look cool, man.
Yeah, look, Ian has a Count Dooku.
Yeah, and this dude.
The Geonosian.
Yeah. Is he just a Geonosian?
Yeah, I think he's just a Geonosian. I
But
could be
yeah,
wrong.
it's got a droid in it. Count Dooku. Speeder. I saw Yoda flopping around. There's Yoda. Yeah, it's a pilot droid. I do like this set. $200 is a bit steep though. That one's even cooler, I think it does. Death Star plans. Yeah. Yeah, this is actually a really cool set, but it's $200. Now I'm curious. I gotta know when this one came out, because I do think this is a bit of an older set. Let's go back. $154 on eBay. It's 100 used on eBay. 214 on Amazon. Let's see. When did it come out? There it is. Looks like. Right, go back to my other page. Oh, interesting. Let's see if I get rid of some of this, if it'll come up. There it is. Duel on Geonosis. This is 2013. Oh, Duplo already found it. He beat me to it. So yeah, this came out in 2013, and the value has just gone up and up and up. Let's see, where is it? So it should be around 160, 2022. That's not too bad. Average price is 238. Highest price 400. I don't know how these guys get away with like just jacking the prices on these things up. Got good reviews, 4.6. There's the speeder, box, there's the set itself. So yeah, there's another dual on. That's what I wanted to see if there's, see if it just comes up. Okay, here we go. There's the dual on Naboo. That was the one I was thinking of earlier. Wasn't it? Nope, we already talked about that.
Yeah, I really like that set.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Is
I
he,
thought there was one more, but maybe I'm just
was
thinking of
it,
something else.
I know there's like a, I don't think it's a dual set, but there was like a Cloud City one.
That might be what I'm thinking of.
It's like the freezing chamber.
Yes, that's it. That's not a dual set.
I don't think so.
Okay. That's the one I was thinking of. So I'm dead curious to how. Is another set that I want.
Republic gunship with ATOT. I mean, Republic dropship with ATOT.
Yeah, this AT-AT is cool.
It is. Also is the dropship.
Yeah.
Although the ATOT is
Yeah,
definitely.
that thing looks really slick. Looks like a dog, man. Looks really neat. Deep Blue says, also look at the final duel one and two. Final duel.
Yeah, those are like 2000.
Oh, we have, yeah, we have this one. We have the second one.
No, he's talking about these, like the 2002 ones that he.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Those.
Why is there a one and two and they both came out the same year? Are they just different sets?
Yeah, they're just different sets.
Okay.
Well,
You got
here
it?
is.
There we go.
Let's see if I could get Anakin and Obi-Wan on these. So here is the final duel. This set, it is a play set, so I can't really be too harsh about it, but it is definitely when it's closed, it doesn't really look like Mustafar. I do wonder why there's these little red circles underneath the droids, but the figures are great. I absolutely love the figures. I love how these move. So you have like a little play feature here. This thing goes, well, down. And there's this little lever over here, so then I'm not gonna do it because it's gonna fly everywhere, but it'll like shoot little lava bubbles. The point. So the point of these is so then you could like grab the back and you'll just like go like that until someone falls over. That's the point of this one. It's
Like I
a
said,
cool
it's kind of like a
figure.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah.
Just side to side without the hammer.
It doesn't work once you go to here, though.
Yeah.
Although you can technically go like this, it's just harder.
So open it the other way. So the one thing I do, yeah, let's see, like on camera. There. Oh, too far. Wow. Yeah, I don't like this. Okay, there we go. So the one thing I do like about this, and I know that it's just because of where this is supposed to be, take it easy, Duplo, is I love the color scheme. The red and the black, the yellow, the orange. I do like the color scheme.
me of that Mandalorian starfighter I made actually.
Yeah. So it actually does look cool from that perspective, but yeah, it's just a bit different for me. I'm not a huge fan of this particular one, but again, like you, I do like the minifigures. So, all right. So that is it. That is the duel on Mustafar.
Yeah, so
What
also one more thing very quickly,
was
just
that?
like a little massive plot hole here. Anakin has the high ground.
Oh, all you gotta do is change them around.
Yeah, but I'm just saying because the instructions say to put Anakin on this one, Obi-Wan on this one.
Really?
Yeah, so Anakin has the high ground.
That's a bit odd.
It's over Obi-Wan, I have the high ground.
Yeah, so that's a bit off.
Seems I have underestimated your power. Bye.
Yeah, that's just weird. So, anyway, thank you everyone for watching. Remember, if you have questions that you want us to answer on the next stream, SithandBricks.com/questions. If you want to register for our next giveaway, the Resistance White Wing, go to SithandBricks.com/1,000 subs. And
I'd like to thank everybody so much for watching. Good night.